2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verses 1 to 7. We're still in the reign of Asa. And what we have seen so far is this, that Asa was a good man. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Chapter 14, verse 2. He reformed in Judah. He dealt with the issues raised by sin. He was a reforming king. He knew God's presence too, for he and Judah had been engaged in battle, in war, and by God's help, Judah overcame tremendous, overwhelming odds, relying upon the Lord, their God. And so we see Asa, a good and godly king, the people flourishing under his reign, God blessing them. And then we read this. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded. Here is this preacher, this man. And the Spirit of God comes upon him. And he goes out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. I break up there. That's 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, and verses 1 and 2. Here he is going out to meet Asa, a prophet, a preacher. And look how he preaches. He really does preach. The Lord is with you. Straight away, setting the tone. The Lord, the word of the Lord. The Lord is speaking to you. And he's categorical. He's clear. There's no if or but or maybe about it. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, if you worship him, if you trust him, if you call upon him, if you stick close to him, if you want him, if you seek him, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. What's the opposite of seeking the Lord? Sticking to the Lord. Keeping close to the Lord. Obeying his word. Keeping his covenant. What's the opposite? It's forsaking God. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Tremendous courage. Tremendous clarity. What authority. What grip here. Here is a man addressing an eastern king. The king of Judah. Judah's king has tremendous power. But this man, in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God upon him, dares to address the king with such clear and dogmatic and drift or haziness about it, all clarity itself. Seek the Lord, keep to the Lord, stick to the Lord, and he will bless you. Forsake him, and you will be cursed. He spelled out the history. For a long time Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. They wanted to hear from God. But back in the days of the old covenant, they needed a priest. They needed a teaching priest, and they cried out to God for one. And God blessed them, and he heard them. In those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. There was war everywhere. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. That was what was going on. There was disorder, revolution everywhere, battles, distress, and God was bringing this distress upon the people. And Asa is being warned here by Azariah. If you forsake God, those days will return. You must stick close to God. Now, if you do, God will bless you. But as for you, he closes, verse 7, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15, 1 to 7. Here we're looking at the preacher. He spells out the wrong. He has called the people to attention, and then he spells out the wrong. He shows the history. He shows the consequences of their forsaking God. encourages Asa and the people to keep reforming, to keep on reforming to their dying day, to reform according to God's covenant, to keep his law. Can you see the principle coming over in the new covenant? Joseph Hart spoke of us desiring a preacher, a teacher from God. Let's ask that God will raise up such preachers and teachers, and God will send the man, and the man or the men will speak to us. It's not that we trust in men, it's not that we rely on men, but we need preachers and teachers. See, God has ordained that it's by the preaching of the gospel sinners are saved. Now, preaching is far more than standing in a pulpit, of course. But wherever it is, in a conversation or even a little discourse like this or whatever condition, we still need the Spirit of God upon us. Oh, may the Lord arise and give us preachers who will preach us back to God. Such men as Azariah, warning, encouraging, speaking out, dogmatic, confident, authoritative, courageous, plain, straightness, directness, whether it's warning, whether it's encouraging, whether it's stimulating or arousing, this man is a spirit-filled preacher. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. As for you, be strong and don't give up, for your work will be rewarded. He's calling for action. He's not a lecturer, just giving a list of facts. He wants people to act. He wants Asa to act, to reform and to continue reforming. He's not interested in just expounding. He wants application and he wants the thing put into practice. Can you see, unbeliever, there's a lesson for you here. It's not enough to know that Jesus Christ saves sinners. He does. He came into the world to save sinners. It's not enough to know there is a heaven and a hell. It's not enough to know that God will have mercy upon all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, you must come, you must call, you must repent, you must believe. It's no good just knowing the facts. Turn, repent, call upon God, and do it now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, and God will bless you. Isaiah 55. But of course, this primarily is a word for us as believers. It's a word to preachers. Stop lecturing, brother. Stop giving the facts, sister, when we're talking to people. Yes, give the facts. Yes, lecture, of course, in the sense of setting out the gospel. But call for application by the Spirit of God. Let us urge men to repent and believe and to act and reform. And I say it to myself, I need to be a reforming man. Brother and sister, we need to be reforming believers, ever looking to God in his word. We're not in the days of the old covenant, we're in the days of the new. Therefore, we obey Christ in his law. Now, we've looked at Azariah's sermon in this brief discourse. We immediately go on to Asa's response, and respond he did. But I leave the passage there. May God arise and give us such preachers as Azariah, faithful, bold, courageous, direct, looking for application, looking for effect, looking unto God by the Spirit of God. May God arise and bless us with such days again, such preachers again, and may we all be reforming according to God's word and obeying him in his revelation, for Christ's sake. Amen.